Hello?
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential.
Mm-hmm. When thinking
about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will be you say each of these issues to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. What's going to happen is that I will read a list of different issues or situations ongoing, and you will rate them from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first one, criminal justice reform. How important is this to you?
10.
Thank you. Immigration?
8 to 10. It's important.
Okay. What number would you give it?
'Cause it's people. I can't judge people as a whole, because it's some good everybody. I love people in a whole. I would give that 10. I would give that 10 too.
Okay, thank you. Next, jobs and wages.
Eight.
Healthcare.
10.
Student loan debt.
Eight. A good 8, yes.
Okay, thank you. Democracy.
7.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Crime and violence.
10. Plus.
And K-12 education.
Repeat that again, the last one.
K-12 education.
A 9. Definitely a 9.
Okay. Thank you very much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it is still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 election from a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote? Okay.
I'm voting.
Okay.
I'm voting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What is your race?
I'm black. I'm mixed with a lot of stuff, but I'm black. I'm black.
Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A male. Black American.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
64.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Well, 12th grade education, and I got a certificate of VOTECs and extra skills training, that is, besides that.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Well, man, I'm going to say a 10, but I know it's strength in numbers, that is, and that counts. So if all us thought that our votes didn't matter and didn't vote, that could be a high number that didn't vote, and that could be an issue. So I would say a 10.
10, okay. Thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Well, Black's been struggling for a long time before my existence, and slavery definitely, and but they act like slavery never exists. So I would say a scale to 10, ma'am. 10.
Okay.
If it didn't, racism wouldn't still exist, and it still exists. Like we were the one that enslaved other races, and we wasn't. We were the one that was slaves, and that's just how I look at it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your answer. Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So, the first name is Brad Raffensperger.
I don't know too much about him. I had been really just following him. Maybe a little bit, but I would say a 3. I would perhaps say a 3 because I don't follow him.
Okay, thank you. Next name, Andrea Deacons.
I didn't follow him either, so I'm going to have to rate him about a 3 or 4. 3. I'm going to say a 3, too, because I haven't even heard of him.
Okay.
So evidently, he didn't anything catch my attention. He Wolf.
Okay.
I hadn't heard of him.
Okay. All right. And then we have Raphael Warnock.
I've heard of him. I was... You saying how the number is the goodest? That's the good, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I would say him. I had to give him about a 8, maybe. Yeah. No, I would say a 9. I've heard of him.
Okay, thank you.
I have. I've seen him speak.
J.D. Pence.
You said Pence?
No, J.D. Pence.
I hadn't heard of him that much either, so I wanted to rate him around about a 4. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next name, Brian Kemp.
Yeah, heard of him. 6.
Sorry, what number?
6.
6, okay. And then next name is John Ossoff.
Heard of him. I give him a 6-2.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Courtney West, or Jill Stein?
Well, Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Right now, Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, you said it's 2020?
Yeah.
Who was running then? Oh, that was Biden. Biden?
Yeah, the options are Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, and Howie Hawkins.
It'll be Biden, Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Somewhat the same, ma'am. Because I say this, I elaborate on this, because I'm not just going to ask you a question yes or no. I mean, a lot of them I will. Because sometimes when you have a good president that's in there, that's good and trying to shape things, the economy and the country as a whole, and maybe on the right track, but it's time run out. And then you get someone in there maybe worse or maybe good. Then they got to fix all that, and that takes time. And then you may be getting the blessing of the good from the former president that people do not see. And I'm aware of that. And so before everybody start pointing fingers, that is, I would say we need to get someone in there that really care about the people instead of just power, money, and all that. Someone just need to care about the people, the middle class and the poor people. Right now, it's just middle class and rich. That's how I look at life. It's middle class and rich. That's it. And then the poor people paying all this, listen, I'm going to say this, all this income taxes back, all this tax, they pay it off. And that's wrong, especially if you're making $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 a year, and you're still paying all these taxes. That is so wrong, I think. We've been robbed.
Okay. I do understand. Thank you. So would you say then, from all of the options, would you keep the no change option, or would you select a different one?
Repeat that, and we kind of because I didn't understand the question.
Don't worry, it's okay. So thinking back to the last 4 years, so like you're doing a recap from the last 4 years of your life, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, worst, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same. That is, stayed the same.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I would say moderate difference, that is. Because I haven't seen no drastic change within the last 10 years, I would say. Because when COVID-19 hit, man, economy, food prices, gas prices, health issues, that is, I've been paying for health insurance, $300 or $400 a month. Then when I have to use it, I still got to pay $100 a copay for even using it. And it's just sad. It is. It's sad. It's just out of the pocket for everything. It's just sad. And if you're a rich person, it's okay because you got money to pay it off with ease, that is. And like I said, I love people in general that is, but America that is, we are bomb people and take care of people in other countries. And like I said, not pointing fingers, but we can't take care of our own people that's in our own country. There ain't nothing wrong with helping people. And that's where I'm at on that. They just don't take care of their own. They don't.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And thank you as well for your answers. The next question. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First on the list, your local major.
My local major event?
Your local major is a person. Do you think he or she prevented progress or did not prevent the progress? And you will have to rate that from 0 to 10.
Okay, you only pick a person. You talking about in the past or now?
Now, like in the near past. And remember, 10 means that you believe that a person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress.
That's a good question, ma'am. And that question, that got a lot of, it just got a lot of question mark on that, ma'am, because like I said, we can have a good president all we want, but if you don't have a good, the house, that is, the house are what makes a lot of decision, what take place in the community and the country, that is, the house. So, that's why I said that's a good question, because you can't just blame everything on one individual, especially when their hands are tied and limited. So far, it's good they can figure out a good heart, a good spirit, a good intention. They spoke well, I would say. I would say President Obama. I would say even Kamala Harris, that is, the way she speaks. But at the same time, it's a flip side, saying it, boys, she done sent a lot of people to prison for no reason. I've heard that. And so, you don't know the reason. I mean, the reason behind it, she let people, release people from prison, and they turn around and kill someone. I'm hearing all this stuff. So that's why I said that's a good question, and it's hard to point finger. But at the same time, she speaks like she care and love people and want to do the right thing in this community and in this country. But, you know, say one thing, but once you get elected and get in office, it's like it's a totally different story. And but I hope that's not the case. I really, truly do. And I think people, especially running for president and high office, I think they should have seen some type of poverty in their life and been out in the community. And I think they would be have more morals than it is about other people, that is. Because at the end of the day, we love Leo, and